This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. Yes, everybody's we're all still having fun right now at the expense of poor Katie Couric. But before, you know, right now the Media Research Center, Newsbusters, they're the go-to repository for liberal media bias. And they're having a lot of fun with Katie Couric, too, because of the self-inflicted wound. It's so very rare that we see such a blatant attempt at it. To rehash, of course, she did this with the Virginia Citizens Defense League. She asked a question about background checks, and in reality, it was responded to instantaneously by various gun owners in the room, to the point of even asking her, name one gun law that's ever stopped a shooting or stopped a crime, which, of course, that was the end of the interview. On the silver screen, you got none of that. You just had 8 seconds of silence that only served to portray the VCDL as morons. And, heck, even National Public Radio said the movie was manipulative and would pass muster with the news organization standards for conducting interviews. The reason that Couric and Company gave for the pause was for viewers to consider the question. Eric Wemple of the Washington Post did not buy it, neither did anyone else for that matter. Couric finally took responsibility, but this isn't new. Jeff Dickens at Newsbusters compiled a greatest hits in the anti-gun advocacy from the former Today Show host. So, here we have a greatest hits list of Katie Couric. This is Yahoo news anchor Katie Couric, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, January 7, 2016. Let's talk about President Obama's executive action on guns. What did you think when the president cried? Were you affected by it? I know you vehemently oppose the president's use of executive actions, but constitutional issues aside, Mr. Speaker, do you still believe closing the gun show loophole is reasonable? Then, talking to NRA spokesperson Tanya Mateska, May 19, 1995. As your convention begins today, there's reportedly a power struggle going on within the NRA. More traditional, you're laughing. But this is what, by many accounts, is the case, that there is a schism between traditional NRA members, conservative sportsmen, and a more radical branch of Second Amendment fundamentalist zealots. Katie Couric questioned then Colorado Governor Bill Owens one day after the Columbine school shooting on NBC's Today Show, April 21st, 1999. A lot of people are asking about the accessibility of guns. Have you wondered about that yourself? Then, here's Katie Couric in an exchange with Charlton Heston. Getting back to kids and guns, if you will indulge me for a moment, you cannot think of any other position the NRA could take in terms of trying to decrease the number of school shootings. You feel like this is not your bailiwick, that it's not your problem. Charlton Heston, not at all. As I told you, the NRA spends more money, more time. Couric, cutting him off, said, other than education. Heston, well, what would you suppose? What would you suggest? I don't know, Couric saying this. I don't know. Perhaps greater restrictions? That was on June 8, 1998, today. Then, speaking of gun safety in children, Mr. Heston, as you well know, and in fact, as everyone in this country knows, there's been a spate of school shootings recently that have been quite disturbing to all Americans, given the fact that these seem to be happening with greater frequency. Has it caused you to rethink your philosophy about children and guns and the accessibility of guns for children? This is Katie Couric to the NRA new president, June 8, 1998. Truth of the matter is mass shootings are not increasing. We may be paying more attention to them, which is very hard not to do with the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year news cycle that we get bombarded. Everybody does it. Everybody does it. Sandy Hook, I was disgusted with the spectacle that all, including Fox News, made of Sandy Hook. I was angry about Sandy Hook. I was angry that innocence was not protected at Sandy Hook. The people that there were two people that did that. Adam Lanza did it. And the people that put the policies in place that allowed Adam Lanza to get there did it. That's who did it. Not the guns, not Nancy Lanza, not Bushmaster, Adam Lanza and the people who set the policy. But in the meantime, we've got all of these talking heads going, here we are coming to you live from Sandy Hook. Still a somber mood here. Still a somber mood. Still trying to come to grips with the innocence that was ripped from the community. While at the same time, there was other things going on in the world today. It was a great distraction to play off of for a week. If you look at mass shootings based on the FBI definition over a 30-year period, it's hardly cause for the government to lead a concerted effort to massively erode the fundamental civil right. And lastly, and this is more of a mea culpa, I neglected to mention that even in Couric's statement where she takes responsibility, she once again is incomplete regarding the audio that VCDL President Philip Van Cleve noted in an email that the transcript of Couric provides is incomplete. Now, she's asked a question. I would take another outlook on this. First, I'll ask you what crime or what law has ever stopped a crime. Tell me one law that has ever stopped a crime from happening. This is coming from Patricia Webb. And that was not included either. In the transcript, that's not included either. So they're not happy about it. And Patricia Webb is asking Katie a rhetorical question. Tell me one law that's ever stopped a crime from happening. But, Katie Couric, she took a little creative license there, which you don't do in a documentary. You never do that. There are other responses damning to her position on gun control, too, but none that made it into the transcript. All she had to do was put the audio of the full 4-minute response on the apology page, but she knew that the people would be less likely to read a transcript than to listen to some audio. And if they did read the transcript, the last thing they read with her edit sounds like the group isn't firing on all its cylinders. So if you ignore the twisting of gun owners' words by taking a comment out of context, she still does not say that she will fix the film. Instead, somebody watching the film on cable will have no idea that there is an apology buried on their website for the unethical journalistic malfeasance that Katie Couric took with the VCDL members' responses in a Q&A that they were filming for a documentary. That's buried. Never going to be out there. So, But there is a little bit of a silver lining, which we will get to coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out at hdfirearms.com. Now then, this documentary, this Under the Gun documentary, besides all of the editing and everything, it's out there. And, well, it was available on something called Epix, which I don't have Epix. Epix has yanked it from circulation. Bob Owens at Bearing Arms wrote that if you search for the documentary at their website, it reads the movie's not currently playing on Epix. Now they're saying the removal of Under the Gun from their catalog was planned per an agreement that dated back to its premiere at Sundance in March. Stephen Gutkowski over at the, I believe it is, the Free Beacon, who first reported on the editing, obtained this statement from their press office. As of today, the doc moves out of the premium window off of Epix and into a transactional VOD, video on demand, and EST, electronic sell-through window. This is part of the original agreement struck when we acquired the doc coming out of Sundance. The distribution strategy allowed us to premiere the doc on the network and also preserve maximum value for the transactional VOD and EST windows that follow. We did not pull the doc, and there's nothing going on other than the distribution plan negotiated in January. The doc is now available in transactional VOD and EST. Then again, the press release from Epix when they acquired the documentary in February makes no comment of the exclusivity agreement, as indicated in a statement given to the Free Beacon today. I was talking about Bill Kristol yesterday and his, I'm going to have a third-party guy for you guys to consider. Well, we know. This is what he put out on Twitter. Just a heads up, over the holiday weekend, there will be an independent candidate, an impressive one, with a strong team and a real chance. Now, real chance means you get in there and you're disrupting the race. It means you're taking votes from somebody. That's what a real chance means. The grand reveal is David French, a writer at National Review. The problem here for David French is right now all of you are scratching your head saying, who? David French. See, the mustard guy? French is my what? Who? Now, don't get me wrong. David French is a decorated Iraq War veteran, a strong writer, and a principled conservative who has a stalwart commitment to religious liberty that is admirable, even if you disagree with him from time to time. He's also advanced eloquent, consistent, and compelling arguments against both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. He is a very impressive man. And the impressiveness of his team, if this presidential run even comes to pass, remains to be seen. But the notion that a relatively unknown writer could parachute into this race at such a late juncture and have a prayer of winning even a single state is crazy. And, okay. First, we have this. Splashy national polling data and widespread discontent with the likely choices are one thing. But for anyone to take Kristol's real chance assessment seriously, let's see evidence that this third-party ticket would be in a strong position to win, not just compete in, but win several states. That is literally the only path to preventing a Trump or Clinton presidency. For this mystery man to carry a number of states in November, vacuuming up enough electoral votes to hold the two major party nominees below 270, which would be the goal of putting a third-party guy in there. Unless and until compelling evidence is presented that this scenario is plausible, let alone realistic, it seems as though any center-right alternative maneuver would only serve to pave Mrs. Clinton's path to the Oval Office. This is especially true in light of the Libertarian Party's nomination of Gary Johnson and William Weld at their convention over the weekend. Weld and Johnson are both, they're multi-term GOP governors. Their combined executive experience and commitment to shrinking the size and scope of government has already attracted the attention of many disaffected righties, although Johnson did a nice little thing concerning the Second Amendment the other day. Let's say Romney jumps in, too, despite the immense logistical challenges and expired deadlines. The center-right would then be represented by three high-ish profile ballot options, leaving the center-left lane wide open for Clinton. Simply a fact that for better or worse, the Republican Party is the only viable vehicle for defeating the left in modern American politics, and the Republican Party's voters have seen fit to make Donald Trump their standard bearer this year. My inclination is that it's time to allow Trumpism to sink or swim on its own, as enticing as a Romney gambit might be for those who cannot fully make peace with Trump as a nominee. Why hand Trump's hardcore base a ready-made excuse if he loses? And why do anything to actively assist Hillary Clinton? The Trump-averse righties should suck it up and choose from among the three imperfect options will be on your ballot in all 50 states this fall, okay? You can hold your nose, say a prayer, and vote for Trump. You can down a double tequila shot and vote for Hillary, or you can pull the lever for the Johnson-Well Libertarian ticket. I'll be voting for Trump. Johnson is not a Second Amendment guy. He's not a Second Amendment guy. And I'm not worried about voting my conscience because I'm mercenary about this. I'm ready to see something change in politics. So, you know, if the French report does prove to be accurate, that's going to be a embarrassing fizzle for the Never Trump movement that once seemed potent, or at least to a degree relevant. Instead, they will have roared in like a lion after Indiana, then trotted impotently and inexorably toward the political abyss ahead of California. And this is their problem. Coming out with that, David French, I mean, good guy. Who's heard of him? Nobody's heard of him. I don't know if more people have heard of me, and that would be pathetic if more people have heard of me than they have of David French. But it's a possibility. Maybe I should run, but wonder what banner. Maybe I should just wait and see what happens. In either fashion, though, that's pretty funny. When I saw that, I fell out of my chair. We have a good guy. There's a real chance here. Yelly, who's your guy? David French. Who? He doesn't even write for you, Bill Kristol. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one and suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down Products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down Products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. Back in the day on the Today Show, it was Katie Couric and her co-host, Bryant Gumbel. The good old days. Now, now we know all about Katie Couric and what she's been doing. I've been talking about it ad nauseum. I'm sort of sick of it myself. Let's talk about what her former co-host, maybe it was something in the water at the Today Show studios or something, I don't know. Because Gumbel is now coming under fire for at his current show, Real Sports on HBO, for pulling the very Couric-like stunt of editing video to make one of the designers of the AR-15, Jim Sullivan, look like he thinks that the most common rifle sold in the United States should not be sold to civilians. According to Sullivan, that is the opposite of what he really said. The anti-gun HBO Sports interview misrepresented much of what I had said. They are apparently trying to make the AR-15 civilian model seem too dangerous for civilian sales. They didn't lie about what they said. What I said, they just omitted key parts, which changed the meaning. The examples I most object to are, one, when I appear to say that the civilian model AR-15 is just as effective or deadly as the military M16, they omitted that I had said, when firing, semi-auto only. and that the Select Fire M16 on full auto is, of course, more effective. And number two, the interviewer pretended not to understand the relevance that due to the Hague Convention, military bullets cannot be expanding hollow points like hunting bullets that give up all their energy in the target body instead of passing through with a minimum wound effect, with most of the energy still in the bullet and wasted. We have two Today Show alumni who believe they can doctor video to say what they please. They can make their interviewees appear to be stupid or misrepresent what they actually believe in such a stunning manner and get away with it in 2016. Now, maybe in 1994 they might have been able to get away with it, but it's not 1994 anymore, peoples. When you commit fraud in order to attack a core constitutional right, you're going to get caught, and then you're going to get called out. Coming out of Houston, there was a shooter there, an Army veteran. He was a veteran of multiple tours in Afghanistan. He opened fire in Houston on Sunday, killing two people, wounding six more before being killed by responding SWAT officers. What many news outlets seem to be glossing over in their reporting of the attack is that the veteran's attack, carried out with an AR-15 variant, showed that the weapon is anything but high-powered. Six of the eight people shot with the most common rifle sold in the United States survived the attack. But one of the survivors, another thing they're glossing over, is that one of the survivors, Byron Wilson, was a concealed carrier who drew his handgun and engaged the rifle-armed shooter before being shot three times himself. Pictures from the scene also show police patrol cars riddled with bullet holes. The shooter, whose name I don't know, killed 56-year-old Eugene Linscombe and critically injured Father Byron Wilson, who police say was trying to fight back and stop the deadly attack. Authorities said Wilson had a concealed carry permit and fired at the suspect. He was shot three times in the process. He is expected to survive. And the details of his exact role on Mr. Wilson, they're sort of sketchy. It's not known whether Mr. Wilson hit the gunman, but we do know that he distracted him and shot at him. We don't know why Mr. Wilson, who is just one of 12-plus million concealed carriers in the United States, chose to draw his weapon and wade into a fight against an attacker with a longer-range weapon and ostensibly more training. But he did make that choice, and I think deep down that all of us who carry guns and give serious thought to their use and obtain training to more effectively use them know why Wilson felt compelled to act. John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Most people in this world will hear cries of alarm and pain and violence and either freeze or run away. And then there are those who will run towards danger. And they are the men and women who make a difference. So Byron Wilson should be thanked for being one of those brave souls who runs towards the sound of gunfire to save his neighbors. And big ups to the Houston SWAT team. They answered the call and ended the threat. As we get ready to fade into the next segment, I made a reference to Gary Johnson and his little Second Amendment thing. He was given a flintlock pistol when he won the nomination from Austin Peterson, the guy that was challenging him. Austin came in a distant second with 21.30% of the vote against Johnson's 49.51%. Peterson publicly gave Johnson a flintlock pistol as a symbol of party unity. The account goes this way. While Peterson and Gary often have had testy moments with each other in the debates, Austin stood by his word by endorsing Johnson after he won the candidacy. As a token of good faith, Austin gave Johnson a replica of George Washington's flintlock pistol to let him know that he has Austin's full support in the general election. Tearing up on the front stage of the convention floor, Austin said to Gary as he presented him with the pistol, "You have my sword and you have my gun." Hours later, a number of delegates were reporting on social media that Johnson was seen tossing Austin's pistol into the garbage. A husband and wife witnessed Johnson throwing out the pistol and retrieved it from the garbage. The pistol has been returned to Austin Peterson and remains in his possession. Now, Mr. Peterson's gesture was symbolic of his desire for party unity and a party dedicated to liberty and smaller government. And the Johnson response to that gesture was to allegedly walk a short distance and then throw the flintlock pistol in a nearby trash can. Hillary Clinton has threatened to trash the Second Amendment, but only Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, has gone so far as to literally throw firearms in the trash. And you can do with that what you will. I've actually met Gary Johnson. And, you know, okay, he's been a governor. That's great. Okay, he's got the nomination of the Libertarian Party. That's great. But libertarians are supposed to be for all of the rights, I mean, just completely unbridled. What does that say about him throwing that flintlock pistol away? And yeah, I'm reading into it. What does that say about him? This is a guy that right now, medical marijuana or legalized marijuana murders due to marijuana in Colorado are going up. And this guy's, you know, he's always been a proponent of that. He's a proponent of a great many things like libertarians are. And in the moment when he could be seen as unifying his party with the guy that was his rival, he could have held that pistol up and let Austin Peterson hold that pistol with his one hand and him holding it up with the other. And that would have been a symbolic gesture. His symbolic gesture was to throw the pistol in the trash. Go figure. Do with it what you will. Coming up next, I have not wanted to wade into this because it really wasn't an issue, and then I thought about it, and I'm going to wade into it. So that's coming up when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is most certainly Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out at HDFirearms.com. I haven't talked very much about this because it's not really, it's not a gun thing, it's not a political thing, but judging by the response of some people over this, I felt like I just had to wade in on this one. In Cincinnati, some zookeepers had a split-second decision to make, spare a gorilla or save the life of a 4-year-old child, so they saved the child. The gorilla was shot. It appears that many animal rights activists and Hollywood celebrities believe the zoo made a wrong choice. The ensuing outrage over this, for me, is beyond belief. Tens of thousands have signed petitions demanding the parents be charged. The hashtag Gorilla Lives Matter trended on Twitter. Even the Drudge Report seemed to take sides, posting a banner headline alleging the giant beast had been murdered. Let me explain to you what happens if I'm in a zoo, armed, as I would be, and a child falls into a gorilla pit, or a lion pit, for that matter. With the gorilla pit, I have a reasonable presumption to make that if I get out there and I put 4 rounds in a gorilla's face, I think it's going to stop the gorilla. They say, well, they're so close to us, anatomic, great. I'm glad to know that because I'm going to put 4, 5, 6 rounds in their face. Anybody's ever seen me shoot, you think I can do that? I can do it. The other thing is that I'm not going to hesitate doing it. Depending on where they fall, I mean, with some animals, I don't know how effective 9mm self-defense ammo is going to be. Certainly, not, I don't want to face a charging lion with a 9mm, but I might take up a good position and be taking pot shots at them to keep them away. And if they come and lock me up because I saved a kid's life because some parent didn't pay attention and let their kid fall in, okay. That's why Sean Maloney works with me. And here's the thing, there's a reason I say that. If my child had been getting too close to an enclosure where they keep gorillas, I would have picked up my child and restrained my child from doing that. Simply because one thing that I always feared more than anything happening to me was something happening to one of my children. And if that meant that I had to restrain one of them physically from doing something and them screaming and everything else, guess what? Zoo trip's over. Let's head to the exit. Bye-bye now. Now, in Hollywood, we're getting this because a lot of Hollywood celebrities have unleashed their fury at the zoo and the child's parents in 140 characters or less. And believe me, this will be over with before anybody has a chance to double-check on this. Coming from Ricky Gervais, it seems that some gorillas make better parents than some people. Comedian D.L. Hughley, if you leave your kid in the car, you go to jail. If you let your kid fall into the gorilla enclosure, you should too. I couldn't care less what happens to the parents now. We are at the top of the food chain, people. We are. We are the reasoning beings on this planet. We are the ones that have built things. Lions have been around a long time. Their standard of living and the way they live has not changed one iota. Ours doesn't stay the same from day to day. Each and every passing day gets better because we are at the top of the food chain. And because we are at the top of the food chain, when something below us on the food chain comes after one of us, we kill it, no matter how majestic they may be. No matter how poor that poor beast may be, we kill it. Plain and simple. Critics are saying the parents should have done a better job watching their children. I have to agree with that. But eyewitnesses say the parents of the child did nothing wrong. Sometimes things like this are just going to happen. No matter how many precautions you take. We still have car accidents, don't we? I mean, we've got sensors on cars and alarms on cars and airbags all over them and passive restraints and seat belts. And, I mean, if you have a wreck nowadays, you have a really good chance of surviving just because of all the stuff that's going to pop up around you. But accidents, still going to happen. So what happened at the Cincinnati Zoo was a tragedy, but this was a matter of life or death, period. The New York Times reports that the gorilla had the ability to crush a coconut with its hands. And the gorilla may have meant that child no harm, but it could not be allowed to play with the child. It could not be allowed to try to protect the child. Things were going sideways. He was dragging this kid through water by his foot. And parents, everywhere you go is not Chuck E. Cheese. Everything is not going to stop simply because your darling is there. Now, the last thing I want to see is a child get hurt because of lack of attention. And yet I go out every Sunday is family day for me and my eldest son and my daughter-in-law, my two granddaughters and my wife. And I go out and I see children allowed to run amok in public, in downtown areas, around cars, around other people. And yes, I firmly believe that most of America are good people, but we know that there's a segment of America that's sick. We know that there's a segment of America that's cruel. We know there's a segment of America that's not watching when they're driving. We know all that stuff. And these parents that are walking along nursing that latte or having that ice cream cone or whatever without paying attention to where their children are going, they're relying on the good, you know, the good nature of us, the other adults in the AO. So, folks, the world is real. And there is something out there all the time that might happen. Something out there. There's this one place in Greenville called the City Square. has a lot of water features there. All it takes for a person to drown is to inhale a Dixie cup of water. Children are allowed to play all over that stuff. I've never heard of a child going home after a day out in the city square doing that dry drowning where they've gotten fluid in their lungs and something comes up and activates it to where they can't breathe anymore or something. But beyond all of that, while I'm saying all of that, I just don't get what's going on with these people. I do not get it. So Chuck E. Cheese is Chuck E. Cheese. When you go into Chuck E. Cheese, everything there is make-believe. And you can live with that. And you can certainly allow your children to spread their wings a little bit. But parents, pay attention to your kids. They deserve it. They didn't ask you to pop up here. You owe them that. And in the event that another one falls in an animal pit, that animal too should die. Sorry. I was actually in a pitched debate about this because we were saying, one person was saying, well, you know, the 9mm, I don't know what it would do against a 700-pound mountain gorilla. And, you know, I kept getting all of this stuff handed to me, all these questions. What about this? What about this? I said, you know, by the time you figured out what you were going to do or thought about it that long or tried to answer all of your questions, I would have hopped down into that enclosure and put 4 or 5 rounds in the face of that gorilla. And if nothing else, it'd make him run away. Don't you think? So, yeah, are gorillas big and bad and strong? Yes, they are. A gorilla, and if I'm making a miscalculation, if anybody, well, Bill, of course, you know you'd be torn limb from limb. I'm not going to watch a child get murdered. That political correctness of waiting for the authorities to get there. No, that's not in me. That's not in me to do that. I'm going to do whatever I can do. Might not work out too good for me. We'll see, though. Coming up next, we're going to have the world, according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.